we talk about internet gambling all the time, King Arthur and I. And you might not know this, King, but this is very important. Our legislatures, our federal legislatures from both parties, have actually gone to the Justice Department asking them to keep internet gambling legal because the bill is advancing. We tell you that there is a bill in the works to ban internet gambling. You know, we continue to tell you Vegas doesn't want internet gambling. Shade Nettleson, who owns the Sands, is carrying the water bucket for Las Vegas. And Vegas isn't going after him doing this. They want him to do this. They're encouraging him to do this because Las Vegas knows, and most people know, except our politicians are too greedy here, that the internet gambling is hurting the industry. I mean, it's not just hurting the individual city like Atlantic City. It's hurting the entire industry. They don't want a watered-down product. They don't want their product put in everyone's home in Jersey, which is what they've done, and next in Pennsylvania, just like we wouldn't want an Irish pub in everybody's home in Jersey and Pennsylvania because nobody would come to visit our Irish pubs in Jersey and in Pennsylvania. So Vegas is smart. They know this. They use gambling as a tool. They want people all over the United States of America not to sit home and gamble, but to get on an airplane and fly to Las Vegas. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, but it shows you how our politicians are starting to sweat a little bit now because they see this bill advancing, and they actually went to the Justice Department and actually, you know, asked them, please, 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 don't ban internet gambling. And I think King Arthur and I will certainly be throwing a party here at the Irish pub if they do ban internet gambling, because it's one of the things that we've constantly talked about here, that we must banned internet gambling if we're going to, you know, move Atlantic City forward. And you saw, you know, with two new casinos open, you want people to come. You see what's happening with, you know, less people coming to brick-and-mortar casinos overall this year and even in the month of December. Internet gambling, it's because of that. We have to stop internet gambling. So we'll see how that goes. But speaking of internet gambling, here's Golden Nugget giving you another reason to stay home. They've gone live with America's first online live dealer hold'em table. And, you know, online live dealers and an experience that allows patrons to play live table games from their home, sitting poolside or while waiting for the train, but not while being here in Atlantic City. And it provides the technology for online live dealer broadcast the game in real time so players can place real money bets and interact with real dealers here at Golden Nugget. And you don't have to come into the city and have a dinner or stay in the hotel room or take a cab or tip up anybody. So you see, it really doesn't do anything except put a bottom line in the casinos. So that's why that 2% that the casinos did meant nothing to anybody except, you know, the casinos. Golden Nugget Casino said that that's going to be from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. 7 days a week. So again, I don't get it, but, you know, that's just another reason where they give people a chance to stay at home and not come to town. And again, like I said, I'm not really caring too much about sports betting. You've got 18 states that are preparing to allow sports betting. They're going to have it on internet gambling here. So really, I don't think sports betting is going to mean a whole hill of a bean, a lot of hill of a beans here once we get started.
Well, I mean, you know, sports betting when it's Super Bowl weekend, there'll be a few select weekends that Atlantic City will be helped, but overall, it's not the panacea that some people are suggesting that it is.
No, absolutely not. And really, if they wanted it to be the attraction, like we said, to help racetracks or help Atlantic City, they would have said that the sports betting can only be placed at the racetracks and in Atlantic City. But we know, again, they're just greedy people, and they don't care about that, and it does nothing to bring actually people to Atlantic City.